Sawal Kiye Ja. I'm your host Vidya and this is the Safari Quiz Show. Hope you're all ready around your radio or your computer for an hour of quizzing fun. Last week our champion Reena was down with the flu, so we invited some of our old competitors back for a redemption round. That episode was won in thrilling fashion by Arjav Rawal, who came back from a deficit of minus 15 to win thanks to his current events knowledge. So, you know, that just goes to show that kids who read the newspaper, who keep themselves informed about what's going on in the world around them, have a little bit of an advantage on the show. This week, Reena is back along with two new contestants. Arjav is out this week because he's participating in some other competition. Before we begin, some housekeeping items. Remember that you can listen to the show in three ways. On the radio, of course, on 1550 AM. If you happen to be in the Bay Area, then you can go to radiozindagi.com and click on the live radio button. We've been having some trouble with it this morning, but I believe that has been sorted out. But just in case you live in an area where you're not able to listen to the live radio but streaming on the website, you must go to your mobile app, the Radio Zindagi mobile app. It's a free mobile app and that is working. We checked. So that's another way for you to listen to the show. And if you want to participate on the show, you can go to safarikidca.com. To register. That's safarikidca.com. Also want to mention two items. We've been getting a lot of registrations for the show, but we've also been getting registrations from kids who are a little bit young to be on the show, like second graders or first graders. Now for these enthusiastic kids, and I'm really excited that kids that young want to participate on the show and really shows how much fun it is and also how brave these kids are. So for those kids, we want to have a special show for you. The younger than third grade, younger than third grade kids. And for them, we're going to have a special show in the first week of April. So that gives you enough time. If you're listening to the show and you happen to be younger than third grade and you want to participate on the show, please write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. We'll help you register. And also, we will get you on the show on that special episode. So we need three registrants. And if you have more, of course, we'll think of more shows as well. But that will be a special show for the younger kids. Secondly, we give prizes to the kids in two ways. One is we give the listener prizes for the listener questions. And of course, the winners and the participants on the show get prizes. But we would like to give bigger and better prizes. So if you're interested in sponsoring the prizes on the show, please write to me at safariquizshow@gmail.com. That's safariquizshow@gmail.com. And you can either sponsor the prizes that we give every week or you can sponsor one or more of the listener prizes. What you get for the sponsorship is we'll mention your name and what your business is on the show, and if you want, we can also play an ad for you. So once again, the email to contact us there is safariquizshow@gmail.com. With that, let's go over the rules one more time. We have three segments of 10 questions each on three different topics. Today's topics are food and drink. That's the first one. Inventors and inventions. That's the second one. And of course, our usual topic, current events. Each correct answer gets 10 points on the first try because our contestants here can buzz in on the questions. If they buzz in first and they get it right, they get 10 points. If they don't answer or they get it wrong, the question passes to the next person. And then if that person answers correctly, they get 5 points. Wrong answers get minus 5. So this is the incentive and a little bit of a risk and a reward for buzzing in first. If you don't get it right, you get minus 5. So if the question comes as a past question and you have the option to either say pass or you can try to answer the question. But this is important. If you have buzzed in first on the question, you have to answer it. You don't get to pass. Okay. For the kids listening at home, I will have a listener question at the end of each round. You know our studio number by now, the regulars. Let me give it out for the people who are not, who are listening to the show for the first time. It's 510-770-1550. That's 510-770-1550. Let me introduce our contestants today for our episode. Our returning champion, Reena, is back. Welcome back, Reena.
Hi.
So, Reena, how are you feeling now? I know you were out sick last time. Did you miss us?
Yeah, that's why That's why I came in the listener question.
Yeah, and Rina was very lucky. We pull out the listener prize through a raffle, and it so happened that she got a name. So really, it's a sort of a record of some sorts that she has won a prize every single week on the every single episode of the Safari Quiz Show so far. So we have to see if our next contestant can unseat her this week. Rina, so tell me, what's your favorite book?
It's The Boy Sherlock Holmes, and I'm on the first book, The Eye of the Crow.
The Eye of the Crow? Mm-hmm. And it's an adventure with Sherlock Holmes as a young boy?
Yes.
You enjoy mystery stories?
Yes.
That's fantastic. So let's go to our next contestant, who is Pranav. Oh, first, before that, Rina, let's hear your buzzer today. It's a different buzzer. And again, we do this, we find out who pressed the buzzer first just by, you know, it's just my ears and the ears of the people in the studio. So we try to make it as foolproof as possible, but please excuse us if sometimes we get it wrong. So that's Rina's buzzer. And our next contestant is Pranav Satish. Say hi, Pranav.
Hi.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, Pranav, and into the mic. Yeah.
I'm 10 years old. I'm in fourth grade. I was born in Kerala. I'm reading the book Artemis Fowl.
Oh, yes. I loved those books. I read them too about maybe 5-6 years ago, and I thoroughly enjoyed them. Do you like the code that they have in Artemis Fowl?
Yeah.
They have a complete new language developed for the book. That's very fascinating. Absolutely. And what school do you go to, Pranav?
I go to Forest Park
Elementary. Forest Park Elementary. Welcome to the show. It's his first time on the show. And our third contestant is Shreya Chauhan. Did I get that right?
Yes.
And Shreya, the blue buzzer is yours. Let's hear your buzzer first. That's your buzzer. Actually, no. Let's give her the pink one. Why don't you try that one out first? There you go. And Pranav, what's your buzzer? Pranav has the doorbell buzzer this round. So Shreya, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm 8 years old, and I go to Sequoia Elementary School.
Mm-hmm.
And I love to read.
Oh, we have three readers. What are you reading now?
Well, I'm reading one of the Babysitter Club books.
Oh, yes. I love those books, too. Isn't it fun? They're a lot of fun. So welcome to the show, Shreya and Pranav. And Shreya may be the youngest contestant ever on the show. Is that right? I think you are. So congratulations for being brave and coming on the show. We would love to have you. So with that, kids, are you ready for the first round?
Yes!
Okay, let's hear a big Jieja Sawal Kieja cheer from all of you. Ready?
Jieja Sawal Kieja!
And our first round today is food and drink. Hands on buzzers, everybody. Be ready. Remember, penalty for answering a question wrong is -5. But whoever hits the buzzer first gets to answer the question first. Question number one. In which city, in which Californian city, was the fortune cookie invented? In which California city was the fortune cookie invented? It's a city I bet all of you have visited. Anyone want to take a guess? Yes.
San Francisco?
That is right. San Francisco. And for taking the risk, Pranav gets 10 points because it was an educated guess, right? All right. Question number two. This city is famous for a sandwich made of thin slices of steak and melted cheese on a roll. Steak and cheese. Cheese and steak. This city is famous for a sandwich that's made of thin slices of steak and cheese on a roll. Okay, I'll give you the second. It's the name is Dash Cheese Steak. No? It's the Philly cheesesteak, and it's Philadelphia. Okay, this one should be easy. This continent produces and consumes 90% of the world's rice. Yes.
Asia.
Asia is right. Pranav gets it right, and he gets 20 points. Question number four. There's a little bit of a India-related question. What is the name of the cylindrical clay oven used to cook and bake things like chicken and roti? Cylindrical clay oven. You eat this in restaurants. When you go to restaurants, you get this kind of roti. It's a cylindrical clay oven. Any guesses? It's the tandoor, the tandoori roti. And now it's like everybody's going, of course, I knew that. Yeah. Okay, question number 5. Name of the famous comic strip featuring Snoopy and Charlie Brown. I heard Rina first.
Peanuts.
Peanuts is right. And 10 points go to our champion, Rina. Question number 6. The human brain is made of 75% of the human brain is made of this liquid. Yes.
Water.
Water. Question number 7. We have 4 more questions left in the category food and drink. What is the favorite food of Winnie the Pooh? Pranav.
Honey
is right. Question number 8. Small cubed cut up pieces of bread that are sauteed and seasoned are called? Small cubed cut up pieces of bread. Cube pieces of bread that are sauteed and seasoned. And then we put them in soup. What is that called? Those little pieces of bread that you put in soups. Yes.
Croutons.
Croutons. And our youngest member is on the board with 10 points. Shreya, well done. Okay, I'm going to give you 5 basic tastes. The 5 basic tastes. Rather, I'm going to give you 4 of the 5 basic tastes. Tell me the 5th one. The 5 basic tastes are umami, which is a new taste, sweet, salt, sour. Missing one. What's the missing one? Yes.
Bitter.
Bitter. Excellent. 10 points for Shreya. And the last question of the category. Name the pasta whose name means little ribbons. Yes.
Bow tie?
No, little ribbons. So you get 5 points taken off. Here you go. Question passes to Pranav.
Pass.
Pass. The pasta that's name means little ribbons. There's a ribbon-like, ribbon-shaped pasta. I see where the confusion came from, Rina, because those look like ribbons. These are like long ribbons.
Spaghetti?
Spaghetti, no. 5 points. There you go. The answer is fettuccine. Fettuccine. Okay, that was the end of our first round of food and drink. The kids did really well. I thought the questions may have been a little difficult, but Shreya, you did very well, and congratulations on that. Before we tote up our scores, let's go to our listener question. This is the first listener question of this particular episode. And the question is, after water, this drink is the most consumed in the world. After water, this drink is the most consumed in the world. Let me give our call out number. Oh, and our kids in the studio are like, we know this. But the question is for our listeners. Oh, we already have a caller. And before I take that call, let me give out a number one more time. 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. Let's go to our first call. Hello, what's your name?
Jay,
what's your answer?
Milk.
Milk. Jay's answer is milk, okay? Let's go to our next caller. Go ahead, what's your name? I think we lost the call. Yes, next caller, what's your name? Can you put the radio down, please? Because that way you can hear me ask your question. Put the radio, turn the radio down and tell me your name. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. What's your name? Could you please put the turn the radio down? Because otherwise you'll get feedback. Did we lose that as well? Yes, we did. Let me, before we take the next call, let me please tell everyone who wants to answer this question, please put the radios, to silence the radio so that we can, you can hear us on the phone, because otherwise you'll get two conflicting streams of audio. Yes, go ahead. What's your name?
Saurabh? Yeah.
Okay, and what's your answer, Saurabh? What's your answer?
Juice.
Juice. Okay. Okay, Saurabh, let's go to the next caller. Hello, you're on air. What's your name?
My name is Anshul.
Anshul, yes, Anshul.
And the answer is T.
T. Okay, let's go to our next caller. What's the most, after water, what's the most consumed drink in the world? What's your name?
Hi, my name is Ishan and the answer is T.
T, okay. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. Turn the radio down and tell me your name.
My name is Sabina.
Sabina?
Yeah.
Sabina. Hi, Sabina. Yes, tell me.
T.
T. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, what's your name?
Archit.
Archit. We have a bunch of regular callers. Now, all our regular callers must register to participate on the show as well. Okay, we'd love to have a bunch of new faces and voices on the show. What's your name?
Archit.
Yes, what's the answer, Archit?
Milk.
Milk. Okay, next caller. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Hello. Anish.
Anish. And what's the answer, Anish?
Coffee.
Coffee. I can see somebody likes their morning coffee. Yes, next question. Next caller, what's your name? Oh, we lost them. And let's take one more call. Two more calls. What's your name? Hello.
Mansi.
Mansi? Yes, Mansi.
Yeah, I think it's soda.
Soda. Mm-hmm. And let's take our last call. Who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Yes. What's your name?
Arav.
Arav? And Arav, what's your answer? What is, after water, what is the most consumed drink in the world? What's your answer?
Juice.
Okay. I think with that, we'll call a close to the first listener question. And after the break, we'll come back with the answer, the winner, and we'll tote up the points of our contestants on the show here. Kids, with me.
Jiye Ja Sawal Kiye Ja.
Listening to the Safari Quiz Show sponsored by the Safari Kid Preschool and After School Program Company, and I'm your host Vidya, and I'm here with three incredibly bright kids to participate in the Safari Quiz Show episode. And we've already done one segment, which is food and drink, and we're going to the next one, inventors and inventions. But before we get started, a few points. First of all, the answer to the last listener question, after water, this drink is the most consumed in the world, was tea. And the person who got that answer right, and we picked the name out of a raffle from all the correct answers, and the girl who got it right is Anshul. Congratulations, Anshul. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. That's safariquizshow@gmail.com to collect your prize. Let's see how many points our participants in the studio have. Reena, how many points?
15.
And let's hear your buzzer again. And Pranav, how many points do you have?
30.
And what's your buzzer? And Shreya, how many points do you have?
15.
15 points. And your buzzer is? It's still early days. We have 20 more questions, so this game can go any which way. And to our listeners, if you're interested in sponsoring the show or sponsoring the prizes on the show, not the show, but sponsoring the prizes for the kids or sponsoring the listener question prizes, please write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Let's move on to our second round. And this is the inventors and inventions round. Let's start off with a relatively easy question. This is an easy-ish question, so buzzer skills are really important. First question, who is well known for having invented the telephone? Yes, Pranav. Actually, you know, I heard them all together. So what I'm going to have you do in this case is, I'm going to have each of you write your answer in a little piece of paper and give it to me.
Okay.
So that we play fair. Okay? Since I heard all three at the same time. No peeking, and let me give you a few more pens. Here we go. You just have to write in short form, okay? Okay. See, I wish we had an electronic device that would tell us with complete accuracy who buzzed first, but in this case, I really couldn't tell. So I'm going to give everybody... You have to write, give me the answer, Pranav.
Oh.
Pranav has very sweetly written his name. I wish you were the inventor of the telephone, Pranav, but... Okay. All right, so all three of them have given me the correct answer. So I'm going to give out 10 points each. The correct answer is, of course, Alexander Graham Bell. And here we have 30 points distributed equally among all the contestants. Okay, second question. Carl Benz is associated with the invention of what? Carl, yes, Pranav, that's clearly you were ahead.
Mercedes-Benz.
Mercedes-Benz is, can you, that's the car he eventually developed. Yeah. I think I'll give you the answer. He was credited with the invention of the petrol, gasoline-powered automobile. Mm. Here you go, 10 points. Question number 3. Reading for visually impaired people is made possible by this invention. Named after the inventor. Yes.
Braille?
Braille. Absolutely. Question number 4. The Celsius scale was invented by Swedish astronomer Anders Celsius. What is the boiling point of water in degrees Celsius? What is the boiling point of water in degrees Celsius? And what degrees does water boil? Mm-mm. 100 degrees. Water boils at 100 degrees Celsius. Okay. Question number 5. The discovery of penicillin by Alexander Fleming revolutionized medicine, right? Because when he discovered penicillin, then people didn't have to die of infection. Mm-hmm. What kind of organism did penicillin come from? What was the thing? You remember the story of penicillin?
No.
What kind of organism was it? It was a mold. It was a fungus. Remember? Fungus on bread.
Oh,
yes. Okay, question number 6. Blue jeans were invented by Levi Strauss to supply to miners in California during this important event. Yes.
Gold Rush.
Correct. I think everybody knew that answer, but Pranav was quicker on the draw. All right, question number 7. This toy puzzle where players have to align colors on the side of a cube was invented by... Yes. Go ahead.
I was going to answer the Rubik's Cube because I thought you were going to...
Yes, well, it's asking who was it invented by. Okay. Does anybody want to take a guess? I'm going to give Rina 5 points for that because the answer is Rubik. It's called the Rubik's Cube after the inventor. Okay. Question number 8. Dynamite was invented by this man, after whom a very important prize is named. A world-renowned prize. A very famous prize, and I'll give you an additional clue. This prize was won by President Barack Obama. It's one of the prizes given out. Also by Mother Teresa, I think. No?
No.
The Nobel. Nobel. Oh, yeah, Nobel. Yes, Nobel Prize. Okay. Question number 9. This is a fun one. This invention came about when hungry college students discovered they could play a game by throwing empty pie tins at each other. To each other. What is it? It's a modern game. What is a modern game called? You throw a disc. Yes. I heard the doorbell first.
Frisbee.
That's the invention. Okay. This... last question in this round. This written code, made up of dots and dashes, is named after its inventor. Ships use it to signal SOS. This written code, made up of dots and dashes, is named... Yes.
Morse,
absolutely.
Samuel Morse, I think.
Samuel Morse. Good. I wish I had bonus points to give you. I don't. So that was the end of our second round, Inventors and Invention. This stymied our contestants a little bit, but I hope you learned something from that. And let me get to our listener question. This is a fairly easy listener question, so I'm going to take the first 10 answers. Whoever can get to the phone first. And our number is 510-770-1550. The question is, which company currently owns the rights to the Game Boy playing system? Which company currently owns the right to the Game Boy playing system? Yes, we have already have a caller. Whoops, we lost. Okay, like next caller.
Hello?
Can you turn the radio down and give me your name? Tell me your name.
Sabina?
Yes, Sabina.
Nintendo?
Sabina says Nintendo. Next caller. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. What's your name?
Archana.
Archana. What's the answer, Archana?
Nintendo.
Okay, that's question. That is caller number two. Let's go to caller number three. What's your name? Oh, okay. All right. Let me give you the question again, the listener question. Oh, here we have another call. Hello, welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. What's your name?
Anoop.
Anoop. Yes, this time I've got your name right, Anoop. So tell me your answer.
Nintendo.
Okay, that was caller number three. Caller number four. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Anchal.
Anchal? Go ahead, Anchal.
And the answer is Nintendo.
Nintendo. Question number five. I mean, caller number five. Welcome.
So my name is Bubbly, and the answer is Nintendo.
Bubbly. Okay, Bubbly. Hello, and welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Ishan, and the answer is Nintendo.
Nintendo. Ishan, would you like to participate? How old are you?
Six.
Would you like to come and participate on our special show on April, in the first week of April? Tell mommy and daddy to go to safarikidca.com to register. And if we have enough contestants, we'll do a special younger kid round on that day, okay? Let's go to our next caller.
Hola.
Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. Who's this? Can I have your name, please?
Mansi.
Mansi. Tell me, Mansi.
I think it's VTech.
VTech. Okay. Thank you, Mansi. Next caller. Welcome to the... Yeah, what's your name?
Gaurav.
Yes.
And the answer is Nintendo.
Nintendo. Let's see how many calls we have so far. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I have room for 3 more. Oh, we have 8. Oh, yes, 8. 8 callers so far. So maybe we'll close at this time. So the listener question was, who owns the rights to the Game Boy gaming system? And when we come back from our break, we'll look at the winner of the listener question. Also, we'll tote up the points before our last and final round, which is current events. Come on, kids, with me.
Jeeja Sawal Kieja!
The Safari Quiz Show!
Jeeja Sawal Kieja!
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show, sponsored by Safari Kid, and I'm your host Vidya, and with these incredibly bright kids in the studio with me today, having done 2 rounds of the Safari Quiz Show. The 2 rounds that we did so far were food and drink and inventors and inventions. I think the kids had a little easier time with the food and drink and were a little stymied by the inventors and inventions, but I hope you kids at home had fun playing along, and you can play along with our next round as well. That's the current event round. Before we start, let me announce the winner of the listener question for the second round. The question was, which company currently owns the rights to the Game Boy operating system? And the answer was Nintendo, of course. And the winner is Gaurav. Congratulations, Gaurav. And please write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. We have some very regular callers into the show. And I want to encourage all of them, please do write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com if you're interested in registering. And, of course, the registration form can be found on safarikidca.com. So do go and check it out. Also, if mummies and daddies are listening and they love the show and they want to be part of the show, you can sponsor the prizes for the contestants as well as sponsor the prizes for the listener questions. Again, the contact email for that is safariquizshow@gmail.com. All right, let's take a look at the points that our contestants have today. Rina, how many points do you have?
50.
And let's hear your buzzer again. Pranav, how many points do you have?
70.
20 points separating our old champion Reena from our new, what do you call it? Challenger.
Yeah.
Pranav. Wonderful. We have 10 more questions. That's 70. Shreya, how are we doing?
25
points. You still have time to catch up. Plenty of time and plenty of questions. Let's hear Pranav's buzzer and Shreya's buzzer. Excellent. Are we ready to play our current events round?
Yeah!
Okay. First question. This week we found out that this British singer's album 21 sold the most copies in 2012. British singer, album 21. She sang songs like Skyfall. Yes.
Adele.
10 points to Reena. Skyfall was not on the album 21.
Skyfall is one of my favorite songs.
It is? Oh, we lucked out. You lucked out on that question, huh? Question number 2. Pope Benedict said his final goodbyes this week. Where does the Pope live? Yes.
Castel Gandolfo.
Oh my goodness, I was asking for the town. I'm not sure I know the answer to that either. Just give me the answer of the town. Castle Gandolfo, wow. You know what, during the next break, I'm actually going to look up that answer. I'm not going to penalize you for that, but that's timing me too. Castle Gandolfo. Okay, I'm going to look into that. And if you're wrong, Reena, you have to give me 5 points, okay? Does anybody want to take a chance? Where does the Pope live? The city-state. The city-state where the Pope lives. Very famous. No, she just got it. Reena just got it. You can still answer. That's okay.
I can't remember.
No, you guys can't remember. Everybody's like, the answer's on the tip of my tongue. And the answer is the Vatican. Of course. Okay. Forbes magazine named this company the most admired company in the world for the 6th year. This company is the most admired company in the world for the 6th year. It makes iPhone. Yes. Pranav.
Apple.
Just missed it, Reena. You were just a little slow on the draw. Okay. So another question with Apple, because Apple seems to be a lot in the news recently. The makers of the Galaxy series of smartphones lost a lawsuit with Apple this week. Name the company that makes the Galaxy series of phones. Yes, Pranav.
Samsung.
And we have 6 more questions, Reena, so don't give up hope. Shreya, you have time too to catch up. Okay, a new Gallup poll found this to be the happiest state in the United States. The happiest state in the United States. It's famous for pineapples. Yes.
Hawaii.
Great job, Shreya. You almost got it, I know. It's all buzzer skills. Okay. In the most amazing discovery this week, scientists were able to send the thoughts of this animal from a lab in Brazil to a lab in the United States. Yes.
A rat.
Good job, Reena. Okay, the world's tallest hotel opened in this city state. That's a part of the United Arab Emirates. Yes.
Dubai.
That's right. Dubai also has the world's tallest building, man-made structure called the Burj Dubai, and this was a Marriott hotel. Okay. To the disgust of diners, this kind of meat has been showing up in ground beef products all over Europe. This kind of meat, to everybody's big disgust. Yes.
Horse.
You had an audio clue there. Okay, here's question number 9. On Tuesday night at 9 p.m., the world's largest light sculpture will be switched on at a Bay Area landmark. What is it? It was on the news this morning, front page news of the San Jose Mercury News. On Tuesday night at 9 p.m., the world's largest light sculpture will be switched on at a Bay Area landmark. Yes.
Mount Diablo
is wrong, but that was a good, brave try, Shreya. You can give me a 5-pointer. There you go. It's something you use to get from Fremont to San Francisco. One of the ways you can get from Fremont to San Francisco. Yes, doorbell.
Dumbarton Bridge
is wrong. You can give me 5 points. And Rina, you're the only person left to attempt this answer. She doesn't want to take a chance. And the answer is the Bay Bridge.
Oh.
Oh, yes. 9 p.m. The world's largest light sculpture. People have seen it, think it is just fantastic. So if you get a chance, they will be putting it up, do a live stream on the internet. But if you can visit San Francisco and watch it on Tuesday night at 9, you should. Okay. Last question. Before I ask this question, let me ask, does everybody live in Fremont?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shreya? No, Shreya doesn't, so we will not ask this question. Okay. Yesterday, a series of automatic budget cuts went into effect in the United States. What is the popular name for these budget cuts?
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Rina knows the answer and just forgotten it. What is the popular name for these budget cuts?
Struggling.
You want to try? Okay, nobody knew the answer to this one. And the answer is the sequester. The sequester.
Oh, no, I heard a different name.
You heard a different name? Okay. Since nobody could answer this question, I have an extra question. Let's try this question. Scientists found this unusual thing buried under the floor of the Indian Ocean. Fragments of this unusual large object buried beneath the floor of the Indian Ocean. What did they find? Oh. Believe it or not, they found fragments of an ancient continent. And they called it Mauritia. They called it Mauritia. All right, that brings us to the end of our episode of the Safari Quiz Show. And we just have time for the listener question. Let's do a quick round of listener questions. Easy listener question, first 10 answers. Which movie won the Best Picture Oscar last Sunday? Which movie won the Best Picture Oscar last Sunday? And the question, the phone number is 510-770-1550. And this is our listener question. Which movie won the Best Picture Oscar last Sunday? Once again, call-in number is 510-770-1550 for our last listener question of the day. And while we're waiting for the questions, let's do... we do have our first caller. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. I hope your radio is down. What's your name?
Archana.
Archana. Our contestants know this answer and they're like, why didn't you ask us this easy question instead of asking us all those difficult ones? Archana, what's the answer?
Argo.
Next caller. That's caller number one. Next caller.
Hi, I'm the movie that who won the Oscars was Argo.
Who's, what's your name?
My name is Fatima.
Ruchira?
No, Fatima.
Fatima. Okay, Fatima.
Thank you.
Okay, next one. Next caller. What's your name? Hello? We've lost them. Let's go to our next caller. What's your name?
Hi, this is Suresh.
Suresh?
Yes.
Yes, Suresh.
The new movie name is Argo.
Argo. Suresh says Argo. Next caller. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, what's your name?
Can I please ask our listener contestants to please turn the radio down when I'm asking the question so you don't get feedback? What's your name?
Tushar.
Tushar? I didn't get your name. Can you repeat?
Argo.
Can you repeat it? No, can you repeat your name?
Shan.
Shan. Okay, Shan.
And
Shaya. Did I get that right? Chaya or Shaya?
Shaurya.
Shaurya. Got
Argo.
It. Shaurya says Argo. Okay, next caller. Yes, what's your name?
Hi, this is Anshul.
Yes, you can tell me the answer and you can tell me your name as well. Anchal. Oh, Anchal is back. Okay.
And the answer is Argo.
Anchal says Argo. So we have 5 callers so far. Let's see. Caller number 6. What's your name?
Anoop.
Anoop, what's the answer?
Argo.
And let's go to our next caller. Yes, what's your name?
Caller number 6. What's your name?
Mansi.
What's the answer, Mansi?
I think the answer is Argo.
Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hello, welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. What's your name? Let's go to our next caller. Please put your radio down. What's your name?
My name is Ishan, and the answer is Argo.
Ishan says Argo. Let's go to our next caller. This 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We have two more calls. Yes. What's your name?
Shamit.
Shamit?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your name? What's your answer, Shamit?
The answer is Argo.
Argo. And let's go to our last caller for today. What's your name?
Archit.
Archit or Arkit?
A-R-C-H-I-T.
Archit. Okay, Archit. What's your answer?
Argo.
Argo. Let's take an absolutely super fast break while we do the, we do the raffle to find out who won our listener question, and we have to announce the winner of our episode today. So let's take a really, really quick break and we'll be back with the results. This is the Safari Quiz Show. Come on, kids.
G-A-J-A! Sawal Kiyeja! G-A-J-A! Sawal Kiyeja!
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We just have a minute to go, so I'm going to rush it today. This is your host, Vidya, and we are going to tote up the points for our winners. Before that, I want to announce the listener question winner, and that's Suresh. Suresh, please write to us at the safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. And let's tote up our points. Reena, how many points do we have?
80.
80. And Pranav, how many points do you have?
105.
And Shreya, how many points do you have?
30.
And we have a new champion, Pranav. Congratulations. Let's give him a big round of applause. Fantastic. Reena, you've been a champion for several weeks, but now we have a new champion, and we'll invite you back for a Champion of Champions tournament sometimes. How's that idea? Yeah, great.
Good.
And Pranav, will you be able to come to our next week's episode and return? Absolutely. So Pranav is going to be back next week, so we have a new champion. And if you want to participate on the Safari Quiz Show, please register at safarikidsca.com. And with that, we come to the end of today's show. See you all next week. Keep listening, keep having curiosity, and keep reading the newspaper. Jai Jai Sawal Kiye Jai!